2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening, 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a clear sky, 39 degrees. KSL's top story.
The inauguration of Joe Biden.
This afternoon, bells rang all over America. They started in Washington, D.C., and within moments spread across the nation, honoring the lives of more than 400,000 Americans who've died because of coronavirus. Here in Utah, the state capitol, bells rang 15 times for the 1,500 Utahns lost to COVID. We hear more about the ceremony at the nation's capitol this afternoon, and in the nation's capital, President-elect Joe Biden. From Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, President-elect Biden's first act in the nation's capital was a somber one. He attended the memorial for the victims of COVID-19 at the Lincoln Memorial's reflecting pool on the National Mall.
May our prayer this evening serve as a small expression of our national desire to comfort and strengthen those who have endured the loss of a loved one, and may it be a resounding gesture of gratitude for all those who have cared for the victims.
Meantime, in a recorded farewell address released by the White House, President Trump talks about the coronavirus, which has now killed 400,000 Americans.
We grieve for every life lost, and we pledge in their memory to wipe out this horrible pandemic once and for all.
An update today on the battle against the pandemic in Los Angeles County. Health officials say there are five new large-scale vaccination sites across the county and that each site can accommodate up to 4,000 vaccination appointments each day. Here's Los Angeles County Supervisor Hilda Solis.
I think we are all very, very mindful of what we have to do to continue to stop the spread of this new variant that we know is here, and we have to work all together in tandem.
But right now, she says they don't have enough vaccine for everyone, including those 65 and older. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Can a judge force a Salt Lake City school district to resume in-person learning for junior and high school students? One parents group has taken the district to court, but in-person learning may resume in early February anyway. Here's KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson to explain.
The attorney for the parents group says the school district's decision has done irreparable harm to students. Ryan Bell says other school districts are holding in-person classes and that an online lesson is not a suitable replacement for face-to-face interaction.
That has never, ever been the standard in this state, let alone the nation.
Interim Superintendent Larry Madden is proposing secondary students go back to class 2 days a week. And Kyle Kaiser with the district says they've done everything they can to offer education in the safest way.
It's not like the district is ignoring the students and not providing the students access to a system of education that is what is required.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Doctors in Utah hope the vaccine can get more quickly to older Utahns. 70 and older can get vaccinated now. By appointment, KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more.
Even though there have been some glitches and delays, the U of U's Dr. Mark Supiano and Dr. Emily Spivak said we should celebrate the fact that the vaccine is available. And they say people should encourage everyone, especially ages 70 and older, to get vaccinated. They say the faster this happens, the closer we are to getting to herd immunity and getting through this.
They say until we reach herd immunity, Utahns should still wear a mask even after getting the vaccine. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is moving the planned location of its temple in Tooele County. They're also giving it a new name. The three-story Deseret Peak Utah Temple will be located at 2400 North and 400 West in Tooele. The church also announced this morning the location of its temple in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Salt Lake City's downtown leaders are sharing how the area plans to bounce back after the pandemic. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz with the story.
The Downtown Alliance says there's no question restaurants, offices, the arts, hotels, and tourism have all been hit by the pandemic.
We will see restaurants and small businesses fail That is a tragedy. We will also see other investments made in restaurants and retail.
In their State of Downtown report, they say they're well positioned for future growth.
As workers come back downtown, as conventioneers come back to Salt Lake City, the arena, theaters, etc., open, and we welcome back patrons, I think you're going to see a renaissance, an economic renaissance.
Executive Director Dee Brewer says there's already events scheduled for later this year. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The 2021 legislative session kicks off, and lawmakers say education and the COVID response have been the main areas of focus. Senate President Stuart Adams says vaccinating people over age 65 would have a dramatic impact on the number of COVID deaths. He also says the state has made it a lot easier for the public to participate.
Rural Utahns who live 6 hours away can now participate. Those who have never been part of the legislative process before, this is your year.
Adams is calling for cuts to Social Security benefits. Adams is calling for cuts on the taxes on Social Security benefits. He's urging the Salt Lake City School District to offer in-person learning. KSL News Time 5:35. Big news for Netflix. They've topped 200 million subscribers worldwide. The streaming service reported 8.5 million new subscribers last quarter, more than anticipated, along with better earnings and better revenue than expected. No surprise, KSL News Time 5:36. Ricky, any surprises on the roads?
Just a couple of surface street crashes, one at 2100 South and 9th East, and then in Murray, State Street at 6200 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. Coming up, Abe and George get a new neighbor tomorrow. Joe's moving in, and my minute of news is on the way next.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.